Little programming note for you, Clint. The schedule release, the full one, tomorrow will be tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock after we get off the air. So what would you say? You set it at, Tyler, over, under. We will announce. Let's set the over, under at 9.5.
Oh, it's over.
We'll announce how many games you think we will have announced prior to it coming out at 7.
I think we'll be over.
Be over?
I think we'll be in double digits.
Because we don't have one right now. Last year, I believe we had Christmas Day going into it.
It'll come fast and furious manana, I'd guess.
Yeah,
I bet it does. It always does for me each year.
Yeah, I bet it.
Nice.
You couldn't come on schedule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was thinking more like 12, Ron.
Yeah, 12.
I bet you we've got. They may not be announced or may not be blatantly obvious, but I bet we can connect the dots with 12 or more.
12 or more, yeah. Yeah, we usually are about a good 10 where you have the exact weeks or whatever, mm-hmm. and you start putting them together.
That's right.
So pay attention to that coming up. I do want to get into the Astros and Royals from last night. By the way, the lineup is out. Tyler was holding out hope when I came in that maybe Yordan would be in it today. He was hitting in the cages. He is not. Pena, Altuve, Paredes. Pena is the DH today. By the way, that ball found him in his hamstring quick yesterday. It made him have to move immediately. But he had to run. He had to run hard to get to that thing. But he's the DH, batting second tonight. Paredes is third. Christian Walker, Yiner Diaz behind the plate. Jake Myers, and then Cam Smith in right field with Brandon Rodgers. And I get to lay my eyes on Chaz McCormick tonight. McCormick is in left field as Framber gets the ball, one of the aces for the Astros. And I do want to get to last night, but I have a very important question to you and the people. Apparently, as I'm going to the game tonight, it's Dollar Dog Night.
Oh, yeah.
What's these Dollar Dogs looking like?
They're good.
They are? They are?
I love a good ballpark dog, though. But no,
I mean, what kind of shape are these things? Listen,
good.
In Kansas City, they used to have Buck Night, where you get a hot dog and peanuts and a drink. They're all $1 a piece.
Mm.
But I'd get that hot dog, and it looked like somebody had ironed it before I got my hands to it. It was not plump. It was not a good. It was every bit of what you would think. Oh, they didn't win. Just got the smallest hot dogs ever, and I would just bypass getting them dogs.
Daikin dogs are they're good.
Wow, I see what you did there. I see what that you quick, did there.
Huh? They're good.
I don't know. I don't know how much I like it.
I can tell you this: they're better than them damn Dodger dogs.
I'd like a Daikin.
Those
dog.
Things were overrated.
I mean, Tyler's will play on words. That came from Dome Dogs. That's. I mean, Astros fans have parties now with igloos full of Dome Dogs, because it's just so. I don't know how I feel about going from Dome Dogs to Daikin Dogs. Well done, though.
Thank you.
The only
problem with Dollar Dog Night at,
they're not like the regular hot dogs, are they? They're different. They've got to use a smaller dog, right?
Yes. But quality's still there. But the trouble you run into, at least in my experience on Dollar Dog Night over at the ballpark, is, man, them lines are wild. Because people are all in on them glizzies.
Yeah, I mean, you can eat dinner. You can feed the whole family for $10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
fine. And it's like,
I mean, Ron's trying to save a buck, man. He's got a dog to buy. He's going to start tonight. Hey, look here. Y'all eat these Dome Dogs instead of them nachos.
Text line coming in. Limit is 4, Ron. Don't go up there and try to ask for 5.
He's got 5 family members, so he can eat 20.
Is there a limit?
Not that I've ever known of.
There's got to be, right? I mean, you'd have jackasses going up there and getting 20 at a time.
Yeah.
Just to do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so. Look, I mean, it's a dollar dog, Ron. What do you want? You want the meatiest, high-end hot dog available or what?
No, I don't. I'm just telling you that the one we got in Kansas City, I bypassed it. It was rough.
Even though it was a dollar?
It was, Clint, rough. It looked like they boiled the damn things.
I'm not a huge hot dog guy, so I don't know that I'm the connoisseur that you are, but
I want to give that sausage.
I've had a Dome Dog before, and I thought you just dress that thing up just like you would a normal dog and go to work.
It just wasn't good. I moved on, and I went and got my nachos.
When was the last time y'all had a hot dog?
Or I got a real. Or I just got the regular one. Yeah.
When was the last time you bought a regular hot dog on Dollar Dog Night?
they're not, they weren't good, Clint. I can't tell you. And you and look, this is me, and this was me in my heyday. Like, I'm telling you,
I don't think these are scary offers.
And I am one, like, if I'm going to go in there, man, I'm going to give me a good hot dog and a beer at the game and watch the game, give me my peanuts and put them fully in my mouth and then take them out. And
where are we going?
I'll never forget witnessing that for the first time.
Get ready. Buckle up tomorrow because you're witnessing it again.
Tyler, it's fair to say that the Dykin dogs are going to be...
Have that copyrighted, by the way.
They're not going to be bad enough for Ron's tight ass to go for the full price dog.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's more than fair.
Text line, text in, hit or miss, eat before you go.
I've always liked them. It's just some lines.
When was the last time y'all had a hot dog for dinner? Hey, tonight we're going hot dogs, fam.
It's been a minute.
I've thrown some on the grill, but it wasn't alone.
If somebody's grilling somewhere and you just got some people over there or whatever, in your case, you got three kids that'll eat them. Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about like, hey, man, I can't remember who it was. Some celebrity on social media settled in for, they Uber Eats a hot dog.
Hmm.
Must have been one of them gourmet dogs, right?
Yeah, a little James Coney Island action or something.
Yeah, I just, Tyler, you're the Uber Eats guy. Would you Uber, like, order a...
I would not DoorDash or Uber
DoorDash
Eats.
DoorDash was actually the one. Oh,
I could see myself late night get me a strong Coney. Just, like, somewhere that give me some chili and some cheese on it. Just really take myself
what's that,
on out.
What's the one... What's the old school hot dog joint used to be drive through? One of my good buddies there used to be one over in Orange, Texas. There was one here too, Wiener Schnitzel. The old Wiener Schnitzel. He literally, you met Marcus at my wedding, he gets unbelievably excited when he sees a Wiener Schnitzel. And it is exactly what is you
that?
Think
there's
it is.
One that I've driven around here, like James Coney.
Coney Island.
That's what Trillburger used to be, old James Coney.
I wanted to give it a shot. I like me a good... A chili cheese dog, a little onions
like
on the top of it.
It's kind
of
like pizza.
I like a good one. I've always gone over there. Like, and I'm talking, I'm not talking Sonics. And I did put an S on it. I'm not talking Sonics. I mean, not that one. I'm talking a good one, a good plump one. I'm intrigued by that James Coney Island. I just have not stopped yet.
I'm not sure I'm really into any dogs on the go that aren't at the ballpark or ones I just get from the grocery store and make myself. Unless you want to sponsor Tyler's Turds of the Week, then James Coney Island.
Text line coming in. Show, do you dip your dog in your beer? You're nasty if you do. Bro. Well, hell, I'm not a criminal.
No, he just shoves whole peanuts into his mouth and chomps them.
I get the salt off the shell, and I open up the peanut. I throw like the shell on the
seed?
Ground. Yeah.
You
he
and
does
my
it
niece.
Like a sunflower seed.
I do.
Yeah, you and my niece, the only two people I've ever seen eat peanuts that way.
It's the biggest nut I've ever seen a man put in his mouth.
Oh. I don't, maybe for you, I don't know that that's an accurate statement.
It's close.
I'm just saying, I would imagine there's been a bigger one. That it's been.
I don't know, there's some big nuts you put in your mouth over there just to get a little salt flavor.
It's all about the salt, the sodium.
Coming up. Why the Astros need to abort this plan that they're on right now. And last night was a much better night in Dallas and in San Antonio than it was here in Houston when it came to the draft lottery. But the saving grace is this. We'll hopefully discuss coming up next.